At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy. Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go. Hello, everybody. Oh, yes, we're back. Season 2, Episode 3, Feeling Good with Duddy. We've got an amazing show. We've got UFC flyweight Ashley Evans-Smith, Rebel Girl. She's got a big fight coming up in England. We will talk about that. We've got new segments, No More Words, Having a Day.
We're having a day.
And guess what else we have? We got the host, Duddy B.
Yeah, what is happening? You know. That's right. You heard him. We're back. Season 2, Episode 3. Yeah, we are just getting back going. We took off some time for the holidays. It was really nice. The band had some time off. The podcast took some time off. And went to the mountains, spent some time up there. We got to see some snow, which was really cool. The kids liked that. Other than that, just been chilling around the neighborhood, just relaxing. I've been skate ganging a lot with my son, Jack. And dude, I ate shit the other day.
I love this.
I fucking ate shit the other day. I was going, I was doing the whole thing where I got my dog on a leash and my dog's just cranking. Yep. And I'm just pulling behind like a fucking dog sled.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cranking, right? But then my podcast ends. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna slow down and I'm going to stop for a second and I'm going to get my phone out and I'm going to change my podcast. And as I go to like stop and like, you know.
Not his own podcast.
No, I'm not right? listening
he's
to
not,
myself.
He's not that. I'm good. Next episode of me. No, he's listening to probably Kill Tony.
I turned
Tony.
Off the Feeling Good with Duddy and I turned on some Dirty Heads. And then, so I go to stop really quick. You know, the old fashioned, I'm going to fucking, you know, put my tail down and I'm going to step off for a sec. And as I go to do that, I'm like stepping off and my one foot's still on the board and my dog sees another dog and goes to try and like run at it. And I just sent me fucking up in the air, flying both feet in the sky, slow motion, head going downward. So I do the old fashioned put your wrist down to save your life.
Oh yeah, that's the worst possible thing, but it's human nature.
I laid there for like a minute just going, what's broken? What's broken?
So I've talked about this before last season on the show after we went on the big summer tour with the podcast and with your band. And, you know, Duddy, the skate gang was formed when we were on tour. And every time Duddy would go skateboard with us, we just got the stare down from his camp because this could happen. His wrist could get broken or something. And it's important. He's a guitar player. You have a tour coming up, dude. You're playing acoustic. If it's just an acoustic in your voice. Yeah, so yeah. What are you going to do? Just get up there and sing?
No. So yeah, it was a bummer, but I'm fine. But I have never felt older though. When I fell, that shit, I fell like a sack of bricks and yeah. It hurt. And I got like bruises all over my ass.
Are you putting the skateboard up for the next couple weeks? Or
I've been still cruising around on it, but not doing the dog thing. Yeah. And just kind of like, you know, just around the neighborhood, just kind of cruising. I don't do tricks.
Yeah, no tricks.
I ain't got time for tricks.
Nah, dude, tricks are for kids. Holy shit. I didn't even really mean that, but wow. That's happened. Fucking hell. All right. That's it? You're falling off your skateboard, getting hurt, and getting ready for acoustic tour.
Yeah, so now that's right. Getting ready, starting to really put focus into the acoustic tour coming up, because I'll be honest, guys, like I don't even really have a set made yet. I've got a couple ideas, but I got to start putting a set together, and now's the time, so I'm really starting to dive into that.
What'll it be like? So it's going to be a couple new songs, obviously, because you're putting out an EP. So it'll be some new songs that you just wrote. And then what? Are you going to do some Dirty Head hitters?
I'm going to do some Dirty Head songs. I'm going to do some, you know, like a couple of my new like original or solo songs. And then I'll probably do like a couple covers. Yeah. And then, you know, Micah Brown's going to start. And then me and Rome are going to, I think we're going to switch off who's going next each night. And then at the end of the night, we're all three going to come back on and play songs together.
Yeah.
You know, so it'll just be a fun little easy thing. It's a jam. We'll probably each do a half an hour, 40 by ourselves, and then another 40 all together. It'll be fun.
Well, fuck. That sounds great. And yeah. We are recording this, you know, just full transparency, everyone out there. We're recording a bunch of episodes in January, but these episodes aren't going to air till February. What we're doing, we're stacking episodes. And Duddy's going to be on tour for a whole month, and I'm not going to be on the tour with him this time. So there will be a month where we do not get to record new shows. So right now we're kind of collecting a bunch of episodes. So this episode will be coming out about mid-February, yep. And, you know, right about when you're taking off on tour.
That'll be about, like, I think this one will come out just a few days probably before we take off. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
That's exciting. And that's the Friends and Family Tour, if you were wondering what we are talking about. That's the Me and Rome Acoustic Friends and Family Tour.
Yeah. So that's what's up there.
And on another note, the Dirty Heads on, you know, how we've also been in the studio recently making some new Dirty Heads music, and I'm stoked on it. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it.
Shit, I haven't heard.
Very exciting.
Well, I'll check it out later.
I actually just got set one earlier. It was dope, yeah. Pardon me. Yeah, what about you?
Same shit, dude. I'm cutting hair. I haven't been surfing much because I got the little guy, Rocky, my 8-month-old. He's like starting to walk around now, and it's insane. I'm just taking him to the park, putting him on swings. Going work, cutting hair, and skateboarding, though. I have been skateboarding kind of more than usual. Sometimes I'll just grab my board and skate around my parking structure and just boom. Just be killing it. And I don't know, just hanging out and being lazy. And now it's back to podcasting. And let's explain some of these new segments. At the beginning of the show, I said we've got new segments, No More Words, and another one called Having a Day. Having a Day came from, we had like, 12 hours to like figure out how to do a live cast for the front page of what's that site called?
Twitch.
And we were losing our mind. We had no internet and we were fucking having a day. So we kept saying that. And now we've got a segment. So No More Words is, this is going to be words that we don't think should be said no more. No More Words. It was either that or Say No More. I just like saying No More Words, and we have a cool theme song for it. So words that we want to retire, is that's the new segment, No More Words. And then Having a Day.
We're having one.
This segment is going to be, we're going to tell you about real life human beings from the past that have had horrifying days. And this is hopefully meant to help you. If you think you're having a bad day today, we're going to tell you about someone who had a far worse day that will make your day feel better and seem better. But dude, I think we're ready to start this show. What do you think, Dud?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get into it, y'all. We've got an awesome guest. You know, Duddy and I are ridiculous MMA fans and boxing fans. We've been watching our whole life. And we love it when we have MMA guests. We have an epic one today. She's a UFC flyweight. She's got a big fight coming up in England. In March, we got Ashley Evans Smith in the house. Come on in. Yeah. Hey. Have a seat. Throw on the headphones.
Okay.
That's right. Let the cameras get adjusted to the new reality in here.
Ready.
What's up? And thank you so much for coming, by the way. You were in traffic. You've already trained. How many times did you train today already?
2 and an 8-mile run.
Holy
8-mile
shit.
Run. Yeah.
I like how you don't count that as training.
Yeah.
Two trainings and an 8-mile.
It's not like, you know, just a run.
It's just a jog.
So what time does this first training start?
I've been going to this new gym. It's kind of like a extracurricular type of gym for me. It's just to get me up early. It's called F45, and it's over in Corona Del Mar, which is a beautiful area. Not that I can afford to live there or even hang out there, but it starts at 6:30, but I started today at 5:30.
Nice.
So that I could do that, be done by 6:30, get my 8-mile run in, and then make it to Gardena, my wrestling gym at Black House, by 10. And here I am.
And then here, you guys. Get out there and hustle.
So that's another thing I love that a lot of people might not know. You know, mainly in boxing, you're working on your boxing. You have a boxing gym. You go to that gym. There's so many facets of MMA, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, striking of so many different kinds. Sometimes you got to travel around. So you're driving. Do you go to any other gyms? You're doing wrestling in Gardena. Yeah. Where's your striking?
How much time do we have?
Oh, my God. Okay, see?
Yeah. I'll just list them off really quick. I do boxing at Raw Talent Boxing here in Santa Ana.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do my Muay Thai at Classic Fight Team in Fountain Valley. My wrestling and jiu-jitsu at Black House MMA, which is in Gardena. I do my strength and conditioning in, it's called MMT, Mercado Muay Thai. That's in Laguna, Mission Viejo area. And then the extra gym is in Corona Del Mar. And it's kind of like whenever I feel like going. And I think I got them all.
Damn.
Crazy. And how many times a week are you doing like each of those? Is it
okay, so how it works, and you know, Jake, I hear you're pretty into the MMA scene. If you're in camp, like I am right now, and you have a fight coming up, you kind of like you're in hyper speed, so you kind of do double the training. But if you're not in camp, there's no need to kind of beat your body up. You don't want to burn out really fast. Mm-hmm. So I'm in camp, so I'm training like 3, sometimes 4 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How long have you known about this fight?
Quite a while. Actually, this is
seems
the
like
most,
a long camp.
This is the most time, most notice they've ever given me. And so I knew like, I guess total from like the time they told me till fight time, probably 3 months.
Damn.
A little under 3 months.
So you had to, how far away is, you got a good month and a half or something right
two
now?
2 months.
When this podcast comes out, you'll be about a month away from the, but we're recording it in January right now. So. You're in what like phase of the training? Are you still warming it up?
Yeah, exactly. I'm warming it up, not just because there's so much time and we don't want to peak too early, but also because I'm coming off an injury. I was supposed to fight in Uruguay back in August, but I tore my pec minor and my shoulder while I was wrestling, and I got some stem cells in there, had to pull out of that fight, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so now I'm like 98%, and there's no point in going balls to the wall, you know, since the fight's so far away. So I got to be smart. So yeah, I'm easing into it, running a lot. So because you know, I'm a big girl, but I also fight at a lower weight class. We had mentioned earlier when we talked.
She's looking lean. The listeners, go on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm trying to make this weight cut easy. There's no easy weight cuts, but. Mm-hmm. There's definitely people who wait till the last second and just hate their lives fight week. And I don't want that. I just want to focus on the game plan and enjoying England and all that.
Yeah, the fight's in England. That's pretty cool. Duddy and I were talking
about. Is that the first time you've gone? It is.
Yeah, I'm a small town girl. I'm from Ukiah, California. It's a small town in Northern California.
Yeah, up north.
And I've been like a handful of places for fight. I've been Australia, Canada, Germany, and that's about it. And then a couple of places here and there in the U.S. So anytime they're like, hey, do you want to fight, you know, in this, you know, magical land that you've never been to? I'm like, sign me up, you know, on you? All right.
Yeah, so, that's right.
And actually, England, London was the number one place I'd wanted to go. I've still never been to Hawaii. I know people say, I want to go to Hawaii, but I've seen all the cool movies. I'm like, I just want to go to London. Yeah. You know, it feels
I
like.
I love London. It's awesome.
It's special.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so excited
I've
to go.
I've only been once, but it was like, you know, they're driving on the other side of the road. So you really feel like not everywhere. Australia, they do.
I tried. Okay. It was scary.
That was, I never drove when I was there, but that was, I think, the only place that I've been where they were doing that. And that tripped me out enough. I was like, whoa, okay, I'm somewhere else. And there's so much brick.
Yes, there is. It's all brick. Yeah. So do you go over there like, a little bit earlier than to like acclimate to that time and just that new environment?
Yeah, they usually like fly you out about 5-6 days, but then this time I asked if I can go out a couple extra days early, nice. Just because it is 8 hours ahead.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, I'm doing the whole early bird thing, mm-hmm. going, and I'm doing the grandma go to bed early thing as well, so I can kind of prepare for that. And I'm already acclimated, you know, but who knows what it's going to be like when I get
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
So I'll probably go out. I think I land on the 14th and I fight on the 21st. Nice. How many days is that?
For a week. 7 days, right?
Eight days, at least. It's still sea level, pretty much. You know, so at least you won't be like, I'm at some gnarly elevation. You won't have that weird thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. I've yet to deal with the whole elevation thing, thank goodness.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you see some fighters when they fight at elevation doesn't seem to matter, but I mean a lot of fighters, you'll see it when they fight in like Mexico City or something.
Oh man,
like, oh shit,
gassed.
Dudes are gassed
out.
Oh
man, I feel it so
hard. Or Denver, like, I don't know.
Even when we just play venues, like we go play mm-hmm. Red Rocks every year too.
Oh man.
Oh man, you feel it like you go out there all fired up for that first song and halfway through you're just like, oh shit, I blew my load too early.
To be fair, to be fair, you guys are taking bong loads right before you walk. It's a little bit different.
I'm out there fighting for my life on stage.
I almost spilled my drink.
Oh Daddy's my like, God, we ran out of vodka. What am I gonna do?
You're getting punched in the face, and it's a little punching people in the face.
Hey man, getting punched in the face is very similar to running out of vodka. If you've ever run out of vodka, you know what I'm talking about.
Both devastating. Oh man. And then here's another thing that we thought was cool, and we're seeing a lot more high-level athletes that are vegan nowadays. Mm-hmm. You're vegan.
Yeah.
How long has this been going on? And if it's been recent, why did you change and how do you feel?
I grew up on a really like hot dog, you know, in your macaroni and cheese, Little Caesars pizza lifestyle.
Yeah. Me and Daddy.
And so like...
we had good food too. We did the hot dog mac show.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that shit's good.
So like my metabolism, I like to quote the Adam Sandler movie, Big Daddy. He's like, I drink a milkshake, my ass jiggles for a week. That is my metabolism. Yeah. And so anyway, long story short, I tried to like play around with these diets when I was in college to kind of lose weight because you're always cutting weight and it sucks. It's a big part of my life and I seem to be going down in weight classes all the time. So mm-hmm. I try to, you know, eat healthy and mm-hmm. I looked into the veganism thing about 2016, 17, like what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, so it's been a minute.
Yeah,
it's
so
been,
and I was vegetarian for about 8 years before that. I went vegetarian in college. So it was a smooth transition and basically I accidentally brainwashed myself with all the PETA videos and all that.
Oh yeah, they'll
and
do
like,
it.
Yeah, they're like, if you like, even if someone was like, hey, if you eat meat right now, you could be champion. I would like try to eat the meat, but I'd probably be like, bleh.
Yeah.
You know, I just, mm-hmm. you know, I can't, which is a good thing too, because there's obviously environmental issues and,
totally.
You know, health issues and all that. So I've been vegan for 3 years and I love it. I get a lot of shit, but I got thick skin, so it's all good.
You know, a lot of people give you shit. Why? Because they just think you're fighting. Eat a fucking steak.
Have you not heard all the vegan jokes?
Oh,
I guess. I don't know.
Tell me some good ones.
How do you
know when someone's a vegan?
They'll tell you.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like,
shit.
You guys
like
brought
that.
It up
Wait.
This time, okay?
No, my favorite.
I like that one.
Okay, so
tell me more.
My mom's vegan. So
yeah,
this
mom's
is my favorite
vegan.
Thing with vegans. And don't get me wrong. Like, I've eaten vegan shit all the time.
They're
bass player
and the band is vegan.
But this thing right here where they're like, they'll go over to their house or they'll come over to your house. They'll bring some food or whatever.
Oh,
and
I know
it
where it's
you,
going.
And they look at you and eat it. Did you like that? Like, yeah, it was good. It's vegan. You're like, yeah, fucking, I know. I can tell because it tastes different.
That's our mom, though, because we always tell her, well, don't make vegan cookies, Ma. Throw some fucking butter in there.
We're not vegan. My family's not vegan. And I've got two young kids. And one time my mom's like, hey, I want to have your, it was my daughter's birthday. She's like, will you come over to our house at night for her birthday? I want to make her cake and stuff. I made her a vegan chocolate cake.
She goes,
did you know that cake was vegan? I go, yeah, I know the cake's vegan because my kids didn't eat it.
Oh,
if it was not a vegan cake,
Daddy.
My kids would have eaten the fuck out of that
Daddy.
Thing.
There you go, the first one.
Sorry, Mom, I love you.
She's like, fuck you guys. I'll make you a cake
right now. But you know what? That was 5 years ago. Like, it's getting better and better
and better.
Now you go to some vegan restaurants, you're like, this is bomb.
I live in Santa Ana. I just went to this downtown Santa Ana vegan festival, which was super rad. It was put on this... Okay, first of all, do you guys live close to Santa Ana?
Huntington Beach.
Okay, if you ever can go to downtown Santa Ana, there's a place called Munchies.
Okay.
And it's, you won't even know it's vegan. Like, your mom's never seen this kind of vegan food before. It looks like.
Our mom also thinks that, like, pepper is, like, if you put a little black pepper, ooh, it's spicy. So that's where my mom's coming from.
Right.
Imagine both things, bland and no spice. But, dude, have you ever eaten at Good Guys? It's in Costa Mesa. It's on 19th. It's all vegan. I just ate there yesterday.
Someone
fucking loved it.
Is it new? Because someone told me about it.
Might
but
be.
I haven't been there. No.
Good guys. And I had like, it was like a mushroom burger, whatever. And I mean, honestly, if I might not have known. It was fucking great.
There's the two. Really what's the good? There's like the Impossible and then there's the other one. What's
Beyond.
The one? Which is like the good one? I don't know. Some people say one's not good. One is good.
I do have a problem with calling something impossible that you're handing to someone. That just seems a little ridiculous. But well, I hear it tastes great.
I had one of those, and it was actually really fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the other option.
Yeah,
you know. So
yeah, well, that's the thing. Is my wife like we were watching. It was some documentary, you know, and then bam, and she says, "New Year, I'm gonna start eating vegetarian." So we've been eating vegetarian for how many days now?
Wow.
Five,
I don't
six?
Know how many. Yeah.
Something like that.
And that's why we went to that vegan spot up the street.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm with you on it.
Was it game changer? Game changers?
It was, dude.
Okay.
And it's funny because I think that's the one. Arnold Schwarzenegger's in
exactly,
it. A little Nate Diaz action.
Produced
and then,
by a former UFC fighter.
Wait, which guy?
James Lightning Wilkes. He's actually local.
Dude, okay. So I remember Wilkes. He was in the Ultimate Fighter house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One thing I remember about that was when that dude tried to throw down with him in the bedroom. Do you remember this scene?
I didn't watch this season. Yeah, it's before my time.
He was making fun of a guy. I think the guy that Rampage Jackson would call him titties.
Yeah.
The suit had titties.
I remember this.
And he was making fun of the dude, and the dude got out of bed and tried to land a three-piece on Wilkes, and Wilkes just, you know, shucked out of the way and then just subdued him and kind of said, hey, you got to, kind of just like,
stop.
And he squashed it. And I was like, hell yeah, dude.
That
I was like
chill.
On his side.
Yeah.
That's what I remember about him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wilkes,
yeah.
Dude.
The titties. Well, that comes like a fuck. A lot of soil do that, huh? To guys.
I don't know what does it.
You would have to eat an
F-ton
of soy. Like,
dude, I've
like Beyond Burgers every day.
Yeah,
I'm sure those guys are doing some other things, you know.
Leave
like,
it alone.
Not working out.
I'm not hating on it.
Oh,
I don't even say you're
God,
eating soy.
Duddy over here. Soy will do that.
I got no beef with soy.
You heard it here right first from Duddy, dude.
Soy's my boy. I got no problem.
I heard smoking a lot of weed will do it. I heard that smoking weed just...
No.
Oh, my fucking golly.
Oh, okay.
All right, dude. Let's
Where
keep it
we?
Moving along.
All
I like
right.
how we just went off on a full.
That's all good.
Try to be positive. Good. We bring up veganism and Duddy and I just shit all over
it. I feel like it wasn't that
I
bad.
Was the one that brought up the jokes, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
They're funny.
Do you have another one?
Gosh,
I love that one. Oh, don't worry. They'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. It'll come to me.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
I love little jokes like that, dude. Okay. Now let's get into it. A question everybody asks you, but our listeners, you know, they might not have heard it before, and it's a really cool story. It's an interesting story. And I think it was your second pro fight, right? And you know where I'm going with Fallon Fox.
Yes, I do.
And look, dude, we got friends and fans of all types of sexuality, mm-hmm. so we don't give a shit what you're into sexually. Nobody does.
It's just an interesting situation.
It's
just a crazy story.
It's a crazy story that in your second pro fight, you fought a transgender fighter,
mm-hmm.
Fallon Fox, who was, you know, a man for her whole early life, but transitioned into a female. It was a super controversial topic. I completely remember it at the time when it was out there. And it was an amazing thing because you come in as a wild underdog in that fight because, you know, and you just did.
Yeah.
And you win. And you stopped her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that like? Just take us through it. I'm sure you've had to tell this story 1,000 times, but it is an interesting, cool thing.
I mean, there's so many aspects to the story. You know what I mean? It's something that I never thought that I would have to deal with, just being a professional fighter and, you know, before the fight and after the fight. How do you feel about transgender? I'm like, I don't know. I just want to fight.
You prove that by taking the fight. You're all, dude, I respect her. Let's go.
Yeah,
She's
you know.
She's a fighter. I'm a fighter.
Exactly.
Now let's go.
And, the short version, I was in this tournament, you know. I won the first round. It was like Karate Kid where you got, you know, like four women on this bracket, 4 minutes. It's like, you know, if you win, you advance. And then it's like, doing the finals or whatever. I know for people who can't see this, but I'm going to push it.
YouTube watchers.
Yeah. So, you know, in the semis, she had won her fight. I won my fight. And then it came out, like, she got outed basically right before our fight, our finals fight. And the final fight was for $20,000 and the 145-pound belt. Mm-hmm. And $20,000, as you know, I'd only had two fights at this time. I got a bye in my semifinals. And then she had beat her girl in like a brutal fashion, just like she was, you know.
Yeah, she was kind of tanking a few
Not
people.
Surprisingly.
Yeah.
and so she got outed. And then it, the tournament got put on pause. Mm-hmm. It was in Florida, crazy Florida. And the commission was like, oh, do we want to let this, you know, continue? It got paused for like a month or two or something like that, crazy. And then in that time, you know, we're like, me and my coach were like, you know.
What the fuck?
I was like, do I want to take this? And my coach, I'm very like, my coach is my boss, you know? Yeah. And so like, if he was like, we're not taking this fight, I would have been like, okay. But he was like, we're taking this fight. And I was like, I think you're the only person in the world who thinks we should do this. Yeah. And he's like, look, he's like, I know she used to be a dude. You know, I know she's going to be strong, but mm-hmm. you're the better fighter. And I was like, oh, here we go. You know, yeah. like sign the contract and, you know, and then we fought. And, what you know, don't get me wrong, like lots of nerves, you know, extra nerves probably, you know, mm-hmm. but realistically, like you always take the chance of getting hurt in the fight.
Totally.
But, you know, that's not the scary part. The scary part is losing, you know, because it's, you know, you make half the money, mm-hmm. you know, you lose a fight, your stock goes down, you mm-hmm. know, there's a potential of getting cut in whatever organization, you know, it's your livelihood. It's not for a lot of fighters, it's not just our career. It's our passion. It's our love. It's what we love to do. And so fighting at the top level, you know, to get cut is heartbreaking. So
yeah.
This was like, well, there's a risk involved anyway. It's kind of yep. like almost a win-win, you know?
Yeah.
It's like if I beat this girl, amazing. If mm-hmm. I lose,
everyone's going to be like, well, it's not fair.
All right, Ashley, you know, like you yeah. took the fight, you know? So
another part is probably how many eyes were on your second fight. Not a lot of people in really like yeah. the second pro fight have yeah. like kind of the whole MMA world looking at your fight now because cool. of this whole thing that came
yeah.
up.
Yeah, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity because it – you know, boosted my name. It, mm-hmm. it, you know, like you said, it put my name in people's mouths. You know, people mm-hmm. were paying attention. And I took one fight with an organization called World Series of Fighting after mm-hmm. that. The UFC was like, look, you just need a few more fights, you know. But basically I talked to the matchmaker at the bar at one time and he was like, dude, we're going to sign you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And I won nice. One more fight. And then they called me, the UFC called me and was like, look, you know, we have a short notice, you know, fight. You want to take it? And I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Damn.
That's awesome.
It's amazing. And then here you are. You're going to England.
Yeah. And this will be my seventh fight with the UFC. I've been signed since 2014.
That's like essentially, you're one of those few where it's like essentially your entire career has been in yeah. the biggest organization.
My whole career, you know, the transgender situation included, has been rising to the occasion. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I got two fights. Now I'm going to find a transgender person. Oh, here we go. Got to rise to the occasion. And it was like, okay, you get three fights and you get called on a 2-week notice to join fight someone in the UFC. Oh, got to rise to the occasion. You know, yeah. like.
You said yes every time. You know, you believed in yourself and yeah. you said yes. People might have said no. A lot of people might have said no. And the yeah. like you said, the one might have led to the other. Saying no to the transgender fight, and you know, might not have led you to right where you're at, you mm-hmm. know. So
sometimes you need things like that to really push you, though.
Gotta yeah. say yes sometimes. Yeah. Just believe in yourself and fucking go for it.
Not just the sport, but I mean, a lot of things in life are high risk, high reward.
Totally.
You know, you yeah. gotta take a big risk to get a lot of reward.
Not a yep. lot of people are willing to take big risks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, and it's like you have to do that in life sometimes if you want to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, if you know? You believe yourself in yourself, like, you know, obviously yeah. you believed in yourself and your oh, skills. Yeah. Like, you know, you could take a big risk. That's everyone's like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
don't do that. But if you believe in yourself yeah. and it's a scary ledge to, you know, go ahead and step off.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's the same as a musician when you first start out and you're like playing to 10 people and your family members and you're like, I'm going to be a rock star someday.
Oh
I can
God.
Feel it, you know, yeah, and you're just totally. Like, and people are like, you know, like, and for me, I have a degree in journalism, you know, and people are like, why don't you just use your degree? And it's like, you know, I'm busting my ass and I'm working this like 9-to-5 job and I'm like getting off work and I'm closing the bar at 2 a.m. doing it all over. And it's like, that's kind of crazy. And it's a risk, you yeah. know, mm-hmm. because you could be making money, doing other things, not get punched in the face, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then as a musician, you know, it's like you know, you're like, someday this is going to pay off.
Yeah. And you do it because you love it.
Yeah. Oh, that too.
You know,
that's like, how everything yeah. starts.
I didn't yeah. even know yeah. that you can make money. I took nine amateur fights. I took seven amateur fights in 5 months. And then when I finally went pro, the first time, my first pro fight, it's a funny story. In the back room, we won. Yeah. Me and my coach. And I'm like walking out the door. And my coach is like, Ashley, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm hungry. Let's go get some food. And he's like, let's get paid. And I'm like, oh, I get paid too?
Oh, wait a second.
But like the win was enough. Yeah. I was like, yeah. just the experience. And I was like, I got to make money now. Yeah. Like,
oh, I can
great.
Buy my dinner.
Yeah. Like I can buy you dinner, yeah. coach.
We don't have to go get awesome. Some like cheap ass fast food. Yeah. We can get a real meal.
Sweet.
I remember those early days of go play a show and we would buy fast food on the way
home. That's all you had.
That's everything we made from the show.
You only made
your band. It was perfect.
You only made enough money to put the gas in the car to get there and back, and maybe you can get some fucking fast food on the way home.
Yeah, memories. You made memories.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew what it was. Yeah, you knew what it was. Gaining fans, hopefully.
And it was like you'd get like, maybe a 12-pack. Maybe they'd give you a 12-pack and maybe like one cheap bottle of booze. And it was like, who could drink it the fastest? Because then I don't have to drive.
Oh, that was good.
That was the good old day. I'm too drunk. I can't drive.
I remember that. How do you get drunk so fast? Like, fuck, I guess I'm driving. Son of a real bitch.
Got him again.
Well, it's cool that you mentioned that you're a journalism major, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So you are going to be able to potentially put this into use, right? Because you got your own podcast. What's up with the podcast? It's coming. It's in the works.
Yeah, I kind of put it on. So when I first thought of the idea.
Because I love the idea. It's fucking interesting.
I pitched it to a couple people, and everyone was like, rad idea. And I was like, okay, now I need to figure out the best technical setup because, okay, well, let me tell you about the idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm getting ahead of myself. About a year ago, I started doing video interviews of my fellow MMA fighters because I had this like plethora of content, just at my disposal. And a lot of people were friends and like, sure, I'll give you an interview. Yeah. Where up and coming interviewers might had a hard time getting the fighters to do that. And so I had like, 10 or 15 interviews and I put them on YouTube and then I stopped. And then, fast forward now, I'm like, okay, I want to get back into that just because I love it. I do want to use my degree. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, what's going to set me apart from every other MMA interview? Okay, yeah, I'm a fighter interviewing fighters, but whatever. I'm like, well, what else do I love? I love music, but, a lot of fighters, they don't like the kind of music I like, and I don't want to talk about their kind of music, But I'm like, I'm also into, love, relationship, that kind of stuff. I listen to this podcast called Guys We Fucked. It's two comedian girls. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson. They're two comedian girls, and they have guests on. And
I have heard of that too.
Yeah.
And it's great because they're comedians, and mm-hmm. It's not boring. It's not just like, oh, today we're talking about love and sex. It's a good podcast. Anyway, so they kind of sparked this idea. I'm like, what if I do an MMA interview podcast? Video and podcast about with fighters, but talking about their love lives. Mm-hmm. So how has MMA affected their relationships, and then, depending on the fighter, how mm-hmm. and their comfortability level, we could talk about sex and, mm-hmm. and maybe some funny stories, that kind of stuff. But then you're going to get the married guy who talks about how he had to, struggle during his, the peak of his MMA career and how it affected his relationship, that kind of stuff.
So, and when you have so many of the female fighters that are in relationships, that could get interesting.
I mean, guys too are in relationships,
With each other. There's plenty of lesbian relationships where I'm like, man, both of these girls are UFC fighters.
Tisha Torres and Raquel Pennington already said they would come on my show.
That would be
interesting. I just gotta get my shit together.
You got Amanda Nunes and
Nina.
Nina,
those are both of my friends as well.
I mean, come on. I'm like, that always interests me. I'm like,
that's gonna be just talking about that. But then you're gonna get people like a Colby Covington who's like, ass and titties, bitches and hoes. And I'm like,
you probably bring on three girls.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're gonna get someone like a Mark Munoz who's gonna be like, talk about how him and his wife, very mm-hmm. nice. Or Sam Alvey. I don't know if Sam Alvey.
Sam.
He's got 17 million kids. You know what I mean? He's always no, he does. He's got
isn't his wife a model or something crazy? Yeah.
She's a brown belt. Yeah. Yeah. I went on a military tour with Sam.
So many interesting things in MMA relationships.
I'm like, look, MMA fighters are interesting people in general, mm-hmm. and then asking about their romance, sex, dating, love life, they're going to be interesting.
That's a side of them for sure that no one else really gets to see.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
I'm sitting here already trying to think of who would be just down to say creepy shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's the fucking...
Dat Beast. I know exactly what you guys are talking about.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just be having all that sex and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, God. No, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
and so the idea is, and it sounds like it's going forward, you're just working mm-hmm. out the kinks. And is this the name you're going to go with?
Yes.
Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl?
Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl. You can follow it on Instagram. It's got an account. It's basically starting the fan base, letting them know what it's going to be about. The goal is to get eventually a bi-weekly, or sorry, a weekly episode. Mm-hmm. I've got an editor. He's awesome. He is the co-host of Dennis Bermudez. I don't know if you know who.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dennis Bermudez is not in the UFC anymore, but he does a podcast with Stan the Man. It's called Menace and the Man. And so he's
New
York. Yeah. And so he's going to edit it for me. So I just got to get my shit together, really. Yeah. You know, it's like I got the ideas. I got the people.
You got a fight coming.
I was going to say, you got a lot on your mind right now. It's understandable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, I'll put this out there because it's about to be announced, but I just got hired as the executive marketing director for Sucker Punch Entertainment, which is my management company. So I deal with sponsorships, kind of why I was asking you guys if you have sponsorships and that kind of stuff earlier. So I'm decent. And, you know, I like to say, like, I'm pretty good at talking to sponsors and getting those kind of deals. I've got a lot for myself. So what I'm doing now is working for my management company that manages me, getting other fighters sponsors. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Shit.
We can need your help because we don't have anyone here that does that.
Oh, man.
We got people. We got people to say a lot of shit. <We're not. laughs> Maybe you can kick their ass for us.
So yeah, I do have a lot going on, and the fight is first. And if this, even if this podcast was, you know, affecting my training, which, you know, like I told you, I got it all out of the way in the morning.
Okay, good.
It didn't, but if it was going to, I wouldn't have done it. You know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You got to prioritize.
Yeah. Totally. Mm-hmm. So well,
you're a hustler. Yeah. Dude.
So that's being said, you know, working on the podcast. But when that first episode drops.
Oh, I see it coming, dude.
It's going to feel good, right, Jake? It's going to feel good.
And he's speaking, really good at segues. Yeah,
that's kind of a thing.
If you know anyone that needs a segue guy.
What kind of sound effects you got over there?
I got some stuff. I've gotten rid of a lot. I've got I got some things. I've got.
Oh,
wait, that's coming later.
Come on, man, hang out for a minute and smoke with me.
I like this one.
I remember my first beer.
I like that one.
This was us. We were telling a story about a stripper that fell from the second floor when she was on the pole.
She was hanging upside down, fell two stories onto her head.
A total real thing. She was unconscious.
Then the music stopped. The security guards came out. They dragged her off. And then instantly a new one came out, and the DJ went beep beep beep.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
He played
that's
the song.
No,
he
played. Yeah. Yep. And the whole place just went woo and started partying like nothing fucking happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was at a very low rent.
Indiana.
Joint. Yeah, Indiana.
Kokomo, Indiana.
You got it.
Wow.
It's nothing like the song. No. I'll tell you that. And then we've got like, sometimes I lose my mind and start complaining about life, and we get the purge horn.
Oh. Let's just really quick show her my surf sound.
Oh, yeah. And then we were like, everybody make a surf sound, just a surf sound. Like, yeah, bro. And Duddy went, yeah. So it was that one.
Yeah. Do you have a surf sound?
Yeah, surf sound.
Oh, man.
Hard to follow that one, huh?
Yeah, bro.
There we go. Okay. There it goes. Cut it up, boys. We got yeah, bro on the deal. We got a clap track, a few.
All right.
And a fucking.
No.
I don't think anything's going to beat Let the Body Sit. Beat it, you know, now that I have a story attached to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't. So let me get back to it.
Oh, shit.
What? Press it. I know you want it.
Woo!
Okay. Speaking of feeling good, on the show we have a couple sponsors that make us feel good. And first, as always, since day one they have been with us, Koi CBD. You guys, I love this product. I say it every time. I take these drops every single morning. My favorite new flavor right now, I'm loving the orange. The orange drops are delicious. And they make you feel good. They honestly don't make me feel good. Like, you don't feel it. You're not going to get high, but you do. It's like all of a sudden, like, you take these drops and then like 20 minutes later, you're all of a sudden like, yeah, I feel a little better. I feel like there's a little less stress in my life when I take these drops.
All of a sudden, you just don't not feel it. That's what
happens.
Feel it, but all of a sudden, you just kind of don't not feel it.
Did I say that?
No, that's just what I'm adding to
it. You don't not feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I get what you're saying.
You get it? Okay, yeah. You don't fucking, you're not like, oh, I feel it. You just, all of a sudden, I don't not feel it.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, okay, I feel nice.
Yeah.
And also, you guys, I talked earlier about how I ate shit on my skateboard, right? My wrist was really bothering me. So I came home, and first thing I did is I rubbed that Koi balm all over my wrist. And it really fucking works. If you're someone out there that's got aches and pains and you're constantly taking like Advils or whatever, Tylenols and shit, just give CBD a try. I think you're going to really like the results, and it's way fucking better for you.
I know you're going to like it.
I know you're going to like it. Do you mess with CBD at all?
Heck yeah.
I bet you do.
It seems from like every all fighter does. Day. Almost every athlete
every
does.
Every athlete does. Bump and dude, my athletes. Favorite fucking thing ever is when I'm watching golf and Phil Mickelson out there, just he'll be just taking droppers.
Really?
Around, you'll see him. He goes in his golf bag and he just...
Flap.
And you're like, dude, Phil Mickelson is down with CBD.
It's either he's doing CBD drops or he's... Just barely thirsty.
I just love there's like so many avenues. Like, obviously, I'm a fat kid. I love food. Like, the gummies.
She's not
oh
right now.
I'm like, oh, okay, gummy bear. Like, the like sublingual lotion. Yep. There's the vape. Like,
oh,
what?
Totally.
The bath. There's a bath
oh,
bomb.
Oh, the bath bomb.
I took a bath bomb.
Ooh, just soaking.
My
it.
Wife uses yeah. the bath bombs and she loves it.
It's just,
yeah.
you know, yeah.
Awesome. CBD. And it's fully legal now. You yeah. can't get yeah, popped for any yeah. CBD action.
No.
People don't know that it's so bad to take Tylenol for your liver and they just, you know, they're taking.
So
it's
bad.
So bad for you.
Oh, and then they're taking the, and then, you know, if someone, you know, there's people out there that they got actual fucking like pains and aches, so they can't get rid of it. So what they do, painkillers, booze.
Yeah,
oh, you yeah. guys.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a gnarly
that's
issue
like,
there.
I mean, dude, that's like not a rare thing for people. Like, oh, fuck it. I go, I'll take a bunch of Advils and just have some beers and get rid of my pain. You're like, oh, your liver is
yeah.
gone.
Oh, good that just luck. Became dark.
That came yeah. dark.
I just pictured like, the worst dude right, well, on the worst couch.
Well, I'm going to cheer it up. Pets.
Pets.
dude, Koi also has dog treats. Like, and they have like the mm-hmm. like a CBD spray for your dogs and your cats. And it's fucking awesome. Like, I've been giving it to my dog and she loves them. And I totally could see a difference in her. And when she has them, her mood's a little better. And I had an older dog that I recently had to put away not too long ago. And her hips were going out and everything. And once I started giving her CBD, I saw the big change in her. So it definitely helps. Get some of that. KoiCBD.com. And if you put in code DaddyB at checkout, you get 20% off. You heard it here. And also.
Hella savings.
Damn, right? Pets.
Don't know why I never say that, but I wanted to.
Pets. And right. Onnit. Onnit.com. And that is two N's. O-N-N-I-T. Another great company with so many great products. I love the Alpha Brain.
Yep.
Take it every day. That's why I'm so damn smart, Jake.
Yeah. I was wondering why. Because he was a dumb kid, but now he's doing Alpha Brain.
You got to counterbalance the weed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, take a bong toke, and then I take Alpha Brain right back where I started.
Damn. Yep.
Evens me out. No,
sea level now. He's right there.
No, but they also have these other pills I've been taking. It's called the New Mood.
Oh, I've been taking that too.
Oh, I love it.
And it just says it's like a natural mood enhancer. You don't feel it, but.
And I don't take it. No, it's more for like late afternoon. I take it like late afternoon. So then like it like relaxes me for like the end of the night. You're just chilling and then I fall asleep easier and I sleep through the night. I sleep better.
I've been taking that for two nights.
Yeah.
I just got on it. I had a bottle, hadn't opened it yet. And I was like, why haven't I opened this? Bam. That's the thing with like the CBD and with these Onnit supplements. Yeah. It's like, it's not like you just go take it once and all of a sudden, whoa, you take it consecutively and then you realize I've been sleeping better or my mind seems to be functioning a little smarter. Yeah. Like I used to just, you know, you couldn't remember names. Who was the guy in the fucking movie? And now it just seems like I'm not doing that as much.
Totally.
Nobody wants to hear that on a podcast. You know, the fucking guy, he's got a hair with face.
Yeah.
And it's like,
intriguing.
Yeah. These guys are good. So Onnit. Yeah. The New Mood is
amazing.
It's
great. Yeah. I've been loving that product. And honestly, they have so many amazing fucking products. If you are someone out there looking for some new supplements or new products, just go to onnit.com. That's two N's, O-N-N-I-T.com, and just check out all the stuff they have. I guarantee you they got something for you.
They
got whatever
everything.
It is that you're looking for, they've got something for that.
What's that you wanted? Yeah, they got that.
They got that.
Bam.
And if you do onnit, onnit.com/daddy, that you're going to get 10% off.
Okay, dude.
Yahoo!
That's a double hitter and it's a track, dude.
It's a boom.
All right.
Back to it, Jake.
I think we're done saving you guys money. All right. On to the next.
Can we do a new segment?
Yeah, we got some new segments. You ready to hang out with us?
Let's do it.
Okay. Which one do you want to do first? We've got fight camp. Instead of band camp today, we're going to do a fight camp story. You've
let's
got
save
that.
That for
we'll save that towards the end.
That's a really good story. And it's definitely not fight camp related, but it just came, it popped in. I'm like, I'm going to go with my first thought.
I love it.
It's a crazy story.
We're going to end with it.
Okay, it's good.
Okay, I'm glad. Okay, perfect.
I'm excited now.
And we said, too, well, it doesn't have to be fight. I always do that. I'm like, something from, because it's usually band camp. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, something from the road. Daddy's like, it doesn't have to be. Why do
just
you
tell me a story.
Encapsulate? Yeah. I'm like, okay, you got it. So the first one is called No More Words. You got it. And this segment, like we said earlier, this is about words that just shouldn't be around anymore. We're going to just hit the drop and then we'll get right into the word.
No more words. Fucking no more words. No more fucking.
All right, dude. The word, the first word ever, dude. The first word. And the funniest thing happened after I dropped the word. I got to go find my lighter. Shit, it's in the car. I'll just tell you about it. But the first word we think we're done hearing, using, saying, writing, it's lit.
It's lit.
Lit.
It's not lit.
It's no longer lit, dude. The flame has been put out.
I've never said that. I never will say it.
Can you imagine yourself saying it? I've said it.
You said it?
I've said it.
Like naturally, or you were trying, you were forcing it?
Yeah, I think I was always being a dick. Like, yes. Oh, that's lit AF.
I've said it, but as a joking manner. Like,
as an asshole.
Or something, you know, like.
Condescending.
I've never thrown out like, oh, bro, that's lit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, no way, bro. That's lit up.
No, that's fucking lit, bro.
It's super lit. But yeah, so I think we're done because I think it's even extinct. I think we're squeezing the last bit of even comical out of the word lit.
Now it's just like when you say it's lit, now you've categorized yourself as one of those people, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, he said it's lit. He's one of those.
If you say lit, you also enter a room and announce, what's up, fam, to the entire room. It's the same person.
What up, fam? Yeah. This party's lit.
Yeah. Oh, a double zing. What up, fam? This kickback is lit, dude. Oh. That is when you're just.
Dude, nah, see, I'm all about a kickback.
Are you?
So if you don't know the fucking difference, back in the day.
I used to love this.
Back in the day when, like, okay, your parents are out of town, you call some friends, hey, come on over. I'm having a kickback. And that was very important because if you're like, I'm having a party, that's like, dude, bring whoever the fuck you want. Bring your friends, bring your cousins. It don't matter. I'm having a party.
This is true.
This is like, no, no, no. It's a kickback. Bring you and that's fucking it.
I have heard this conversation.
Yeah.
Group of people comes to the door of a kickback. Yeah, I'm making air quotes for the listener. And I heard this one. Dude, this isn't a party, dude. It's a kickback.
Yeah.
Dude, you said you were having a party. No. Dude, I said I'm having a kickback. Yeah. And you brought, I've heard that conversation happen. Anyway, back to lit. Dude, I said I'm having a lit kickback, bro. And you turned it into a lit party.
You brought your whole fam, bro.
Hyper unchill. Right.
I feel like whoever came up with lit was like that scene in Mean Girls where they're like, she's like, oh, stop trying to make fetch a word. It's not going to work. Right. Like some guy was like, that's a lit.
That's lit.
Like what?
But it worked. Dude. It caught on.
A lighter's just a piece of plastic, dude. Until it's lit.
Oh.
I mean, it's not even a lighter until it's lit. So this party's officially lit. Quack. All right, back in. I fucking like it.
No, two votes for no.
Dude, but you had one that you added, and the funniest thing is somebody else said the same word earlier. We were having this conversation.
It was like between these two words, and we decided to go with lit, and then we came in. We're like, do you happen to have one? And she says the other word. We're like, it's meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. My no more words word is if we could just never say bae again, I would be really happy because it's supposed to be the short term for babe, right?
I think
babe. Yeah. Babe or baby. Yeah.
No. Like, you know what? I also heard, and I'm actually disappointed that I know this, think bae, BAE stands for before anyone else.
Oh, you're right.
And I heard that.
We have never sounded whiter.
I want to punch myself. I want to punch myself right now for knowing that. I'm like,
hated bae because I thought it was short for babe. And I'm like,
how lazy can
just
you get?
Where do we go? Yeah. I want to stab people that say za, but at least that's half of za? Pizza.
What is that?
Oh,
za?
Za. No, dude, I'm about it. I'll be like, dude, get some za.
Yeah, you might catch a back shank. Lorna says it. My wife will be like, you want some za? And I'm like, I'd like a saw.
We get on stage always and like, well, not all of us, but like half the band, like we don't like to eat. We don't eat before the show. I can't be up there all full. So like literally hours before the show, I'm not hungry. I'm not eating. So when the show's over, we're all just fucking starving. Yep. But there's not a lot of shit open late at night. So it's like, it's always just like after shows,
No, it's similar with fighting, like, because you got the nerves and you don't want to fight, plus you don't want to go on their full stomach. No. You know, you're supposed to eat here and there, but, like, for me, I'm just like, nah, I'll figure it out later. And then you fight, and then it's like, your adrenaline goes down, you're like, I'm fucking hungry. And late at night, you know, you got to do press conferences, all that. It's like, what's open late?
Yeah.
Pizza.
How many, I've seen it a million times where fighters will show up to the press conference, just fuck it, just eating a pizza.
Yeah. Dude, I've been waiting 3 months for this slice of pizza.
It. You cannot blame us.
Oh, hell no.
I did. I can't even imagine. Saying Zah, though, that many times over, I was like, okay, this is kind of bad.
I kind of like how you after show Zah.
After show Zah.
See, that is fun because after show pizza, it's almost like after fucking show pizza is this again? Sentence that
no,
we're going to end.
Don't wanna do it.
After show Zah. All right, Zah's back in, but Bay,
gone.
I don't even care what you stand
before
for.
You're fucking
out of here.
Get before anyone else, Bay.
And that's creepier than shit anyway.
Yeah.
Before anyone else.
Yeah.
Like until you break up. Yeah. Right? And then it's someone else way before you. So let's just all stop this bullshit. It's 2020, y'all.
That's a good segment, guys. That's a good
let's clear it up. Do you like
that's
it?
That's going to go for a while because there's
right,
a lot
nice.
Of fucking dumb
there's a
words.
Lot of shitty words.
There's a lot of crap.
You heard it here. No more. Can we get the song?
Can we get the fucking just,
no more words. Fucking no more fucking shitty words.
Clap track.
Fucking lit. I like it.
I like it, dude. Hell yeah. Woo, we got... Sweet. We got that one just out of the old Dude. Way. The next segment, Having a Day, all right?
Having a Day.
I kind of want to pull up the article I had earlier, so I'll pull it up on
Pull it up.
The old mobile.
So we don't have a drop yet for it. So the drop is just going to be
Having a Day. We're having a day.
We're having one.
All right, and here it comes, dude, because you guys tell them about it.
This segment is designed for next time you're having a bad day and you're just like, I'm having a day. And you could really look back and just think, okay, it's not that fucking bad.
Yeah.
Because there's some other people in this world that have had some really bad fucking days. And then you'll look at what they went through and you're going to be like, oh, okay. Well, I guess my day is not so bad.
Yeah, you guys know the band... Leonard Skinner, and look.
If you don't know the band, turn the podcast off right now.
Yeah.
I don't want you listening to the rest.
You know you've yelled fucking Freebird at a concert. And I believe, I hope an Acme Anvil drops. That's a cartoon reference from the 80s.
I love it.
That's an old digger. But yeah, anyway, I hope an anvil drops on everyone's head who yells Freebird. You are Captain Unoriginal at this point and deserve
Dude,
to be shot.
It fucking happens.
Oh, it happens every show.
And the guy every just thinks he's so
show.
Funny, right? When there's that one little second
of this?
Quiet.
I mean,
Freebird! I said it, bro.
Someone really? Always, it's a thing. I don't know if it was in a movie.
I think it was like in a movie or some shit. I forget where it started.
Usually you have to say something like if the band's like, is there a song you want to hear? Play Freebird. But something.
No,
some
it's
guys,
just become a thing now.
It's
where
just
that's
become
like,
a
you go
thing.
To a concert, you yell fucking play
Dude, it's a captain. It's like, look, if you walk onto a boat with... You know, three or more people, one of those assholes is gonna go to the front and I'm on top of
yeah.
Just give it fucking 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
10, 9, I'm on top. There's the unoriginal bastard on the boat. Perfect. All right?
I've
you get
it.
A group of three chicks together.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing the pose. You know, I've done it. I'm with my guy friends. Just, we got Charlie's Angels.
I did that pose with 10 other female UFC fighters.
Oh,
we all did the pose, and I was like, I feel so stupid right now.
Was it for like a magazine or a shot or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, we were on this yacht for like a sponsor.
I'm on top.
Yeah. No, we kept saying, I'm on a boat. Boats and hoes.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That is good.
You had to do it then. You were ordered to.
Yeah, I was like, all right, don't be a
that's
party.
Like,
yeah,
no.
Don't be. You should have been like,
yeah, I should have. Yeah.
Dude, that's what like every photographer at once, unless it's like if we have like a dope photographer we like that we find and like they're good because they're artsy and you can tell you like them, they never ask. They get it. They're cool. But you'll go get some random place, some random photographer. Will just, all right, guys, on three, I want you all to jump.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah.
Stop.
So we do the same thing every single time. We go, all right. And they go, one, two, three, and we all go, ah!
I was with them once.
I'm not jumping for really? No one.
So we're totally getting sidetracked, but sorry. I'm fine with it. We'll come back to the segment. When Dirty Heads kind of first hit it big, you know, with their first big hit single in 2010, I was their tour manager for like maybe most of a year. And I'll never forget, you know, I'm starstruck at all of this as well as them. They're blowing up. We're on buses. And I'm like the brother who's just like, holy shit, the fuck am I doing here, right? So, and I'm like their tour manager. So I'm supposed to coordinate things. Oh, we're going to do a magazine shoot over here in New York. And I've got to meet the guy.
Oh,
I've got the band.
I remember this.
And this poor, it was like Rolling Stone too. It was like a big magazine in New York. And this poor chick, she had, no, or was it? It was a chick and a dude.
It was like a couple. It was like a couple. It was like three or four. And you could tell they were probably like, oh,
they had this whole thing set up for the Dirty Heads where they wanted them to have a paper airplane fight.
They had boxes of airplanes made. Like, they had been making airplanes for 2 days.
And they had airplanes hanging everywhere, and they're like, we'll just have fun with it. And the dudes are like, no. I mean, they decorated the shit out of this loft space with
airplanes everywhere.
And they're like, no, just maybe a couple. And these guys are like, we're not going to do it. And I was like, they're not
they're like,
doing
really? And I was like, dude, I'm not going to fucking dance around throwing paper airplanes at
but
my buddies.
But I mean,
dude.
Like, that's their bad. Like,
that is their
if
bad.
They're going to put that much work into something, don't you think you should have called ahead and been like, hey, is this look cool? Is this
well, and
good?
You got to look at the band. Like, at that time in our life, like, okay, we weren't super, what was that? Fucking, that was maybe, let's say that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, I was 28 10 years ago. So now you got a bunch of group of guys. Some of the guys, Dave was 30.
We're like, beach asshole
like,
dicks.
You
know, like, I don't think they knew who was rolling up.
30-year-old dudes who like to go throw airplanes at each other.
Yeah,
like,
it was bad.
Like, what are you talking about?
I think they misunderstood. They're like, fucking, they're the fun stoner band. And they're like, yeah, sort of, but we'll. Like, we're not fucking, you know, it was funny.
It was pretty funny. So they're like, what do you want to do? We're like, let's go fucking stand outside the building and take some photos and get the fuck out of here. I don't know.
Act like we're you too. Put us on some fucking train tracks. No one's smiling. Let's go.
Sorry. All right. If you're one of those people on that team and you're listening to this, sorry.
We can't wait to work with you again.
Sorry, we're not sorry.
Yeah. You don't feel it, but all right. Okay, so this one's called Having a Day.
We're having a day. So we explained
this story. Yeah, we explained it. You guys get it. You guys think you're having a shitty day? Well, there's someone who's having a shittier day than you. And in this case, it was the band Lynyrd Skynyrd. You got it. If you guys don't know,
this is a true story.
This is an absolutely true story. And I'm just going off the top of my head because I couldn't find the exact article. And I don't read fast online. Okay. Is Lynyrd Skynyrd, they had a plane crash. Okay. So the band's plane crashed. This actually happened. I think it was like four people died in the plane crash, including their lead singer at the time. The drummer, you know, is okay enough to walk. He sees that the pilots are both dead. His singer is dead. The band is in a plane crash. Pretty bad day. Yeah?
Gets worse.
Gets worse. So you think you're in traffic? Oh no. All right. Plane crash. Sure, he'd gladly be on the 405. He's in a plane crash. He now tries to walk to get help. He walks through the forest, comes upon a farm.
A mile. He walks for a mile after a plane crash.
After a plane crash, injured, having a day. Through the forest, comes upon a farm to which the owner of the farm comes out. And naturally, this is a big dude. He's got long hair. He's beard. He's bloody as hell. He was just in a plane crash. He looks intimidating. The farm owner shoots him. So the drummer now is shot after the plane crash. And then the farmer realizes, oh, there's been an issue. Help is called, and he survived, and the rest of the band survived on. But next time you think you're having a bad day, Lynyrd Skynyrd had a worse day than
that's
you.
That's a bad day.
Yeah, dude. Have you guys ever had a bad day like that?
I have never had a bad day in my life.
Ever had a plane crash and then been shot?
My worst day sounds fucking great.
Yeah, life's compared pretty to good compared to poor Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah,
no.
Mark just raised his hand in there. I believe it, kind of, that he's had worse days.
Mark looks like he's always having a really bad day.
Yeah. Mark looks like if I were to describe Mark, I'd say, like, imagine someone who, like, barely survived a plane crash and then was shot. That's Mark. Just do that math in your head right there. So that's it. Let's take it out with the drop. Having a day. Oh, and the thing. So I think No More Words probably beat that one today until we have a cool drop. But
hey,
that is,
you know what? No
story.
More Words was very entertaining, but Having a Day?
Having
that's
a day.
Story right there. That's
that
like people. I guarantee you most people don't know that story.
That's a crazy story. I remember hearing that when I was young. I've heard that story and I've like recalled that story multiple times through my life where we'd be talking about something like a shitty day and I'd be like, have you heard about the Leonard Skin? So I'm so glad that we have this new segment to bring stories like this to light. They need to be.
Well, I think it's good that you guys do the no words and then the having a day, because having a day is kind of like, oh, you know, and then you wrap it up with something good.
Right.
You know,
we're going to wrap it up with something real good.
Oh, yeah.
She's all, oh, I saw what you did there. She just segued your ass out of the fucking building, dude.
What?
Yeah, eat that. You got segued on your own show. She's all, you might, you know, end up with something good. I'm like, yeah, dude. Scoot over, dude.
Fuck, dude.
We're out of here. Duddy's having a day.
This is the worst day of my life.
Oh, dude, he got out segued on his own show.
Dude.
That's it, dude.
All right, you know what? Duddy. All right, next fucking up, episode Duddy? Of No More Words. The word is fucking segment. Segway.
Segway. Oh, he's having a day.
Fuck.
All right. Duddy saying no more fucking actual words.
Segment. All right. Pets.
Dude, Segway Captain got just out-captained on the show. So, Duddy, what's up next, dude? We got the final thing on the deal.
Which is normally... Oh, let's fucking talk about... Are we going to talk about Bloodsport?
Oh, so have you ever seen the movie Bloodsport?
Man, I keep saying it.
Oh, no.
And I also will blow your mind and let you know I've never seen... The Godfather?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
these are movies that people are like, what's wrong with you?
So I always
have seen Goodfellas.
Okay. All right.
I feel stoked for people when they tell me I haven't seen Godfather. Because you got two of them. Godfather 1 and 2 are absolutely amazing. I'm always like, now you have those movies
sitting
there.
You have to go watch it.
One day you're going to hit play on the first one. Mm-hmm. And 2 minutes in, you're going to already be like, oh my God.
Why haven't
this is why everyone, but that's okay, because I didn't watch Godfather till I was like I was 26 or something, and I love movies. Same thing. Everyone's like, how the fuck? Yeah. And then finally one day I hit play, and the opening scene is so unbelievable.
Really?
You're immediately going, yes, of course. Okay. And I can't, I'm so happy that I have two of these full things.
And I've seen a lot of movies.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Okay. It's waiting for you.
All right. And
on the plane to England.
Bloodsport.
Okay. Damn. Wouldn't that be better, Bloodsport?
That's it. Okay. Yeah. They're both badass and you'll feel badass.
Well, pre-fight, you need to watch Bloodsport.
Yeah. Okay. Plus Godfather. I mean, you got to watch both of them and it's like 6 hours of movie. Bloodsport. So anyway, yeah, this is a segment. We don't have a drop for it, but Duddy and I would like to start doing what we're going to call like retro reviews. Duddy and I grew up together watching all the fucking oily, muscly ass... buff guy freaking action movies of the 80s. 80s and 90s. Duddy and I grew up on Arnold Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, Sylvester Stallone, Steven Seagal, Bruce Lee. We watched it ad nauseum. And so we want to start doing reviews of our favorite like old action movies. And then hopefully some people haven't seen them like you. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
How this came up is we just got done with our holiday break. So we were at my parents' house for Christmas, and every year at my parents' house for Christmas, we do the white elephant thing, and it's fucking hilarious. And
it's like, get the shittiest
gift. One of the presents was...
For the listeners, Duddy's reaching back and grabbing a VHS tape.
It looks
tape.
Like a VHS tape of
like box.
Bloodsport. It's the box. Like, and you'd be like, oh, cool, this is what the video came in. No, this T-shirt... came in this box. It was just a box to look like VHS, but it had a Bloodsport T-shirt in it, and it was the white elephant gift. If you
I love it. If you don't know what the white elephant is,
like it's you're supposed to choose dumb, stupid gifts that no one wants, and whoever brings the dumbest gifts wins. This is not a dumb gift.
That's an awesome gift.
This is
so
cool.
You can either, when it's your turn, you can either pick a new present and open it up, or you can steal someone's present. So I fucking stole this from my brother.
Yeah, I got it. I was, and the person that brought that gift was so stoked that I got it because they knew I was down. And then Duddy was like the last guy to, he was the last number pulled. So I'm like, I got this. I'm sailing home with my Bloodsport small shirt to fucking show all that off. And then Duddy goes, I'll take that. And I said, I found a way to kind of make it mine. I said, we got to hang that on the show.
Oh, there we go.
And then a segment was born. We're like, we got to review these old movies.
I love that idea of the movie retro review.
Retro reviews.
That's awesome.
It's like we could review new movies, but a million people are doing it and kind of gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know,
is it always going to be action movies?
Doesn't have to be.
No.
I just, the blood sport was just the shirt we had, but no. Like,
we've talked about Jean-Claude. I met him.
We met Jean-Claude.
It's not
Van
a big
Damme.
Deal. At a pizza parlor in Ojai, California, yeah. He rolled up on his fucking Harley and sat next to us at this little pizza parlor, and my dad was like, that's fucking... And I was like 8 or 9, and I was just... I mean, it was like when Bloodsport was like out, like top, and I was just like...
It was peak Van Damme.
Wow, really?
It was like...
We're brothers, did you know that?
I picked it up.
Yeah. So she's going, why were you guys hanging out? Yeah we were on a little family vacation. Yeah. And dude, Van Damme sits down right next to me. Dude, it was awesome. Nuts.
I don't really ever get fucking starstruck, and I remember that. I was like, oh my God.
We didn't even know. Daddy and I are looking this way eating pizza, and he's right here, and my dad's like doing this whole, the fuck?
I feel like I would never recognize people like outside, you know, like, I don't know. Well, unless it was someone like the only person I will ever get like super starstruck is Adam Sandler. I'm like the biggest. Adam
really?
Sandler.
Oh, I mean, man. That would
like,
be pretty
I'm
cool.
Like, yeah. I would be I love, so stoked. I'm quoting Adam Sandler movies all the time. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
Oh, we'll definitely do some old Adam Sandler stuff. Yeah. Right.
I've been actually going back.
A little Billy Mads.
Yep.
I've been going back and rewatching because now my kids are like that age where it's, you know, funny for them. So I've been watching the whole like Waterboy and Madison and the whole thing. And like, dude, it holds
Mama.
Up. It holds up. Yeah.
And then Uncut Gems, which I haven't seen yet, the new movie that he's in where it's a really serious movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that?
What is it?
So it's called Uncut Gems, and Adam Sandler plays, I mean, from what I can gather, it's a super intense movie where he's basically placing bets like all over town in New York and kind of borrowing money from people and losing money. And all these people are after him. And
I've heard it's pretty good. Though.
Oh,
everyone's supposed to be
it's
awesome.
It's like
yeah.
People are like, this is his best shit.
Comedy
ever.
Or
not
even
comedy.
Close. Like, wow. like intense as hell. And he's the guy who's messing up the whole time. And you're just going, oh, my God, dude, people are going to kill you. And it's him fucking up and just trying to cover it up. And I heard it's like the most stressful movie ever to watch.
I'll have to watch that shit.
Because you like his character, but he's just keeps blowing it. Yeah. You know, so I'm like scared to watch it because that shit gives me anxiety. But I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
The trailer after
I'm such
the show.
A big fan. I mean, probably one of his worst movies is still I still was like, it was great. It was The Cobbler.
I didn't watch it. I just heard it was so bad, but I didn't watch it.
But I'm like, it's Adam. It's cool.
That movie was bad, but that wasn't even his worst. His worst was, I think, was it Jack and Jill? Or
That
shit was
where that one was like, sister? Was like,
that one was like, no, Adam,
no.
No,
yeah.
Just do it. Holy shit, how'd we come to this? It's my Adam impression.
Oh, thank God.
Not bad, huh?
Really
oh, my God.
Well, we got off track. But
dude, we got well off track.
We didn't even review the movie.
No. Should we? I mean, what the fuck?
Check it out. Go watch it. It's a fucking
Bloodsport.
Good
movie. Here's the deal.
I'll watch it.
We're going to do a full in-depth review on Bloodsport. We'll have a proper drop for our retro movie reviews.
Yeah.
But it's fucking coming. All right? Y'all get ready. Get scared.
Yeah, well, we won't go into the review yet. But yeah, it's coming. And I just had to bring this here today just to show Jake, yo, I got this shirt.
Yeah, dude, it's still mine, sort of. It's in the
I'm taking it home,
show.
Actually. I think I'm going to have I'm just going to have my wife wear it every day.
Damn, dude. Well, you got to bring it back to the show every time we film, though. So I'll do that. It stays. All right, well, let's get into it, Duddy. What's up?
All right, we always have a segment called Band Camp, one time at Band Camp, but we're going to switch it today. It's going to be just one time at Fight Camp. And from what we've captured, it's not even a story from Fight Camp. It doesn't even matter. You guys get it. It's a good story.
Oh, and this one time at band fight. Camp?
Fight. I think I missed the time. It's all band fight camp.
It was perfect.
All right, let's hear it.
Was that a banjo at the end, too?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one time at fight. Band camp?
That was too early. God damn it. All right.
It's never good. It was too early. Okay, so fight camp. Well, it's not a fight camp story, but I don't know, you guys. We were just like laughing, and you're like, oh, just a fun story that pops into, you know, that you can think of. And I don't know why this story popped into my head, but it was my year out of college. So I graduated when I was like 21. I'm 32 now from college. And I didn't drink all 4 years of college. I know that's very backwards,
that is
you
impressive.
Know, because I hit it hard when I was like, I started drinking at 15 and then to like 17, I got into a lot of trouble. Anyway,
I
was like,
it out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to I'm gonna like pump chill. The brakes yeah. while I'm in college so I can actually graduate, and which was really, really smart. But then graduated and I was like, I want to be a bartender. And I was like, oh, wow. One for me, two for you, yeah. two for me, three for you. So basically the story starts with that. Like I was bartending at this bar right down the street from my college. It was in the Bay Area. And my friend Jackie calls me and she's like, hey, you want to go to this like punk rock show in San Francisco? Because I went to college about 20 minutes from San Francisco. It's called Menlo Park. Anyway, so I'm like, yeah, let's go. She's like, Nate's going to drive. I'm like, okay, cool. I should probably change their names. No, well, no one knows, but yeah.
His Instagram is.
Yeah. So, so anyway, Nate picks us up. We all jump in the car. We drive to San Francisco, and the night starts with Nate, like, I mean, and I don't do drugs, kids, don't do drugs. But Nate starts with, like, racking up some lines. And I'm like.
Oh, Nate's partying.
And I'm like, I look back at Jackie in the backseat, and we're just kind of like, here we go, like, you know, and so like, we didn't do it, but we knew that, like, that's our driver, you know, like,
it's gonna be a day.
This is okay. It's gonna be a day.
So, we're having a moment. Yeah. Here.
So I was like, oh, here we go. So we go into the show. We're like having a great time. Jackie's underage at the time. She's like 2 years younger than me. So I'm like buying her drinks, sneaking them in the bathroom, and she's like drinking, and we're in the mosh pit. We get into a fight in the mosh pit with some girls, like, kind of like, no big deal. Like, oh, crazy night. Okay. So then we all leave the show. Get in the car. Nate's like, hey, guys, are you ready to drive home? Like,
what a show, guys.
Yeah, it was great. I had fun. You guys have fun? So we're driving back. It's like 20, 30 minutes, whatever. And, like, we're back. And, like, me and Jackie were, like, just, like, tanked at this time because we had just – and we're just, like, kind of, like, woo, like, super yeah. intoxicated. And this – the last part of this story I had to be told because, you know, sometimes you drink and you drink a little too much. But yeah. this story gets really interesting because I got into, like, one of those, like – pouty moods, like, you know, you have a daughter, you know, like, oh, yeah. you should just be a brat for no reason, like, I don't wanna well, I don't know what was going on. Something made me not want to be in that car anymore, and we're taking a turn at about 40 on the on the streets, and I was like, I'm leaving, and I just swing open the door and go boop, and I'll just like tuck and roll out the car. And Jackie told me the story the next morning, and Jackie's like, at one minute you were there and the next you were gone. And then she's like, Nate. And Nate's like, you know, wide-eyed, like staring, like gripping the steering wheel. She's like, Nate, Ashley's gone. And Nate's like, what? What? Like, looks over, like, freaks out, and, like, parks, stops the car. Jackie and Nate, like, go run and get me. And I'm, like, laying in the middle of the road like a dead fish, just like, you know. And they're, like, I'm, like, alive, you know. And Jackie's, like, she, like, I'm laying, like, face up, you know, back on the asphalt and in the middle of the road. And Jackie's, like, Ashley, you're crazy. Are you okay? And I'm, like, and I'm wearing, like, boots, not, like, high heels, but just, you know, those kind of, like, long ones. At the time, it was cold in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And I, like, look up at her, and she's, like, you know, we're, like, head-to-head. She's looking over me. And I'm like, why'd you do that to me? And I just, with my flexibility, kick her in the head from a laying down position. And she's like, and it like kick
she's
her in the head.
She's over the top of
yes,
you.
Yes, exactly. Toes to forehead. And I just kick her with my, you know, I'm really flexible. And I kick her in the head. And like, no, don't knock her. She's just like, I didn't do anything to you. You did it to yourself. Anyway, long story short, Jackie convinced me that the middle
Jackie's
of the road.
A good person.
Yeah, Jackie's the best person. She's like, the middle of the road is not the place we should be. So anyway, we go home. I pass out, and she tells me this story. She's like, yeah, for now, like for the rest of your life, you could say, remember that one time you jumped out of a car, moving vehicle? I was like, what?
Wow.
And she told me this story.
For the rest of your life, you can say, remember that one time.
Remember that?
Oh, and this one time?
This one time, yeah.
That is
fucking tossed yourself
so
out of a car.
Yeah. It's so black, you don't even realize you're in a car. Yeah. You're just, I'm fucking out of here.
I don't want to be here anymore today.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy.
And then decided
well,
that
God, that
she...
could have ended way worse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But
that's
I think
scary.
It's like when you're drinking, you're a loose noodle. And
you're
blah,
just
blah, blah.
Flopping
yeah.
around.
Blop, yeah. And then kicked her in the head because she did it to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was like,
she's like, what the
shout
God.
Out to Jackie. Thank
Jackie
you for being a great friend.
Yeah. Nate, Jackie. Look, Nate, you're a messed up cokehead, dude. But you seem like a pretty good dude. I mean, you pulled over, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
I'm sure, Nate, you know, I mean, get some help, Nate, for sure. You fucking freaky coke face. But
yeah.
Jackie sounds great. Nate, again,
yeah.
I'm on the fence with you, bud.
Nate's
but I can,
driving
I like
around
a,
underage
dig your
girls
energy.
Doing
yeah.
coke. Mm.
Yeah, Nate. Oh, you know what? Yeah,
yeah
Nate.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy, dude, get after it.
And this is definitely not a fight camp story. This is probably the opposite of a fight camp story.
Wait, yeah, were you fighting at this time?
No, I didn't even know what MMA was. It was because I it was probably right before I got into MMA. I call it my fat year because I wrestled from 15 all the way till I graduated at 21. And then at 21, I was like, what am I going to do with myself? And
oh,
I
started bartending and partying. So you were already a badass in your way. Because I'm like, I fought chicks in the pit. You kicked Jackie in the head. I'm like,
Well, thank God you weren't training hard then because Jackie would have fucking been knocked out.
Yeah.
You would have both been laying in the middle of the street.
And Jackie is really good at telling stories. She's that friend of mine that's like really animated. Oh, she loves telling that story. So I was like, I'll tell it.
Jackie's going to be stoked.
I love it. That was a great one.
So what's Nate's last name?
No, I'm just kidding. Please say it's
Lawrence.
I know. Yeah. Well, this was 11 years ago, so hopefully Nate's not doing coke.
Nate's cleaned up.
Yeah. I'm sure he's got a family and he's a saint. Nate?
Nate.
Oh,
fuck.
Good old Nate.
Smirching his name.
That's so Nate.
Oh, it's super Nate, dude. He's such a head. All right. Do anything else, Duddy? Are we moving on?
I think
we got Rick Lee back in here. You guys might not be able to see it and definitely can't hear it, but we've got a secondary cameraman in here because what are you doing with Ashley? You're documenting. Can we talk about this at all a little bit?
Yeah. Rick is, he's a high level videographer and got all these, skills and, he does different stuff for the UFC. And so he approached me. I think his idea basically is doing like a more artistic visual kind of video diary. And so, he had me write my own kind of monologue, and it's going to be like voiceover to like training and like a little bit of lifestyle and artistic stuff.
Yeah,
so
that's cool.
It's not just your normal like hit the bag, all that kind of stuff, So it's just all his creativity mixed with my actual thoughts and feelings.
So this is awesome. And Rick Lee's a good friend of Duddy and ours for years. He DJ'd in the Dirty Heads in the early days.
DJ Rallo. I still have saved in my phone as Rallo.
Rick over here.
DJ Rallo.
Yep. That's right, dude. He was driving around with Nate, just fucking DJing. Right. Dude,
Nate,
so our buddy
was boys with Rick.
Yep. Rick hooked him up. Yeah. But so it's cool. So we have obviously our show going on and we have Ashley in here and we're stoked and our buddy Rick is in here filming. So we got all sorts of multimedia coming in. But where can our listeners find this project? Where is it? Do you know yet?
It'll eventually be on my social media, which is Ashley MMA, AshleeMMA on Instagram and Twitter and all that. And then Rick, I believe it's at Rick Lee. Rick J. Lee. And so we're just going to, kind of collaborate and trying to get all of our other friends to like repost it,
We'll repost that shit.
We'll have you guys back on. That's the thing. We'll have you guys back on when it's all ready to pop off. And, I want to. So mainly, you've got the fight coming up. So everybody go follow Ashley now. Just get on board because she's got a fight coming up. So we all want to support her.
Thanks.
And then we've got. Potentially, Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl.
Yeah.
Follow that as well on Instagram.
It's all spelled out,
just
Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl, all spelled out.
Easy enough.
Yep.
Easy enough. Anything else you want to plug before we let Duddy do some plugging of his own?
I mean, I told you about all my gyms already.
Yeah,
gyms
got their hits
in
there. 75 gyms that you trained at.
I actually also mentioned my management company, Sucker Punch, that I'm now working with, which is cool. And
beautiful.
Then, my agent, Andrew Purefoy, out in Philadelphia. And probably forgetting somebody, but thanks for having me, guys.
Oh, it was so fun.
That was
fucking awesome. I can't wait to watch your fight.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm a really, I get this question a lot. They're like, I don't know if you guys get this question, in interviews. If you weren't, playing music or if you weren't fighting, what would you be doing? I'm like, be a rock star.
I
love music so much. I played the bass guitar in high school and then literally had one of those moments where you have to choose between music and sports. I had to sell my bass guitar to pay for a national wrestling tournament.
Oh wow.
And I'm could have been a rock.
You still can.
You still are.
In my heart. Yeah.
We always say this, it's funny because we've had, we've had a few MMA fighters in. We've had Jalen Turner, you know him?
Yeah.
So Jalen was in here and we had Ian Butler in here.
Yeah.
And we always say that. We're like, you guys are the rock stars to us. And that's everyone in the Dirty Heads.
Especially
Duddy and Jared,
Jared's really into it.
Fucking fight. We obsess
when there's fights on and it's show night, we're just like, fuck, we figured out. We how do we like pause it? And we like have the computers all set up in the dressing room. And like, it's like a thing where we'll even have a guy halfway through the fucking set. You run back there and make sure that it's recording. Yeah. And like,
So I have my best guy friend. His name's Dan Kenny. He's in, he's the bassist for Suicide Silence. And he will be touring. And one time I had
Rick.
Oh, wow. Phil, come on.
Rick J. Lee. Rick J. Lee's phone's going off mid podcast.
Yeah,
who's that, Nate?
He said, come on, man. Hey, can I hook up?
Yeah. But anyway, long story short, Dan was in Germany one time and he like got crouched down on the bus and like the guys were asleep and he like hooked it all up and like watched my fight. I'm like, oh, you guys are awesome. But like he was like on tour playing a show. I'm like, so it's weird. It's like you guys are the rock stars, but then sometimes like the rock stars like to watch the fighters too.
Well, I think that's how it goes. I think all like athletes want to be musicians. All musicians want to be athletes. Yeah. You know, it's like.
And everyone wants to be an action hero, you know, and that's the closest thing in to that. The only real thing is like boxing and MMA, you know, and that's like the real Van Damme, you know.
Yeah, I got to play the female Ivan Drago in a movie that comes out in like March 7th.
What?
Yeah, it's called Lola, and it's a female boxing movie, and I don't have any lines because, you know, like, you know, I break you, you know? Yeah.
So you're going to be a Russian in it doesn't speak?
I don't, yeah, like, I'm like bad girl tattooed, like I'm the champion, and then, like, in the end, well, actually, I can't tell you what happens. But it's really cool because I got to, like, play, like, a different role, you know? And I'm like, hopefully I get to do more. I'm like, oh, maybe I can play a musician or something, you know? Like, that's probably the only other time you can, like, be someone else, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That's awesome that you're acting.
Yeah, hopefully I get to do more of that. It's definitely
get out there and hustle, people. We always say it. Don't settle for one thing. You don't have to do one thing.
No. Do a million things a day. She's already had two training sessions and an 8-mile run that she doesn't count as a training session.
Yep.
Well, shit.
And she's here. So that's it. Daddy, what do you got to plug? Do your plugs. Here it goes on the way out.
Yeah, just again, thank you so much for coming. That was an awesome, fun episode. I really enjoyed that. And as always, thanks to everyone here at Reamp Studios. And you guys, go over to cutlassbrand.com. You put in code FEELINGGOOD. You're going to get 20% off your order. By the time this episode drops, our new line will be out. We have all sorts of new shit. We even have a rad shirt out in this new line that my son designed. And you will know which one when
it's
you
hilarious.
See it. It's fucking awesome. It's my favorite shirt we've ever made.
Serious.
So go to cutlassbrand.com, put in code feeling good. You're going to get 20% off. Thanks again to Koi CBD. Thanks again to Onnit. And you guys, big thanks to Surf Roots Radio. They've been fucking great to us. You can always watch our episodes on the Surf Roots app. Big shout out to those guys. Go follow them at Surf Roots on all the socials. And I think that's it.
That's it. Let's just say big thanks to Ashley Evans Smith. Best of luck on your fight coming up in jolly old England.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hell and last but not least,
You got more?
When this episode airs, I think it's a few days before our new the tour starts, me and Rome's solo acoustic tour.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know about it yet, go to friendsandfamilytour.com. You can get your tickets there, all the info. And there's also Friends and Family Tour social medias, I think. I don't know. Find it. All right. Peace.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. For you to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.